highs and the lows. I call on my friends to show me the way to rise from below.
En la elevación sentiré ya la luz. Mis amigos vendrán, tú a mí subirás por encima del yo.
Each step that we take, each wall that we break, we're rising high above ourselves towards the light that never ends. We will rise above ourselves. Each step that we take, each wall that we break, we're rising high above ourselves towards the light that never ends. We will rise above ourselves.
את כל מה שרע זה רק הלך וגדל ועמד למולי כחומה בצורה. נוסטי לב הפיקי זפסי אופשי מלבוי רסקריבליס ורטה היא בלגה ימשתה נזליק לזה סבוי.
It's that we take, each wall that we break, we're rising high above ourselves towards the light that never ends. We will rise above ourselves. Each step that we take, each wall that we break, we're rising high above ourselves towards the light that never ends. We will rise above ourselves. Each step that we take, each wall that we break, we're rising high above ourselves towards the light that never ends. We will rise above ourselves.
אומר הרבש, ולפי שיעורו,
רבש says, to the extent that the society regards the greatness of the Creator with their thoughts during the assembly, each, according to his degree, originates the importance of the Creator in him. Thus he can walk all day in the world of gladness and joy. Meaning, he enjoys every little thing that he does concerning the work of the Creator. This is so because if he remembers even for a moment that he should contemplate spirituality for even a minute, he immediately says, I am already grateful and praising and glorifying the Creator, since he believes that now the Creator has called him and wishes to speak with him. And when a person imagines that the king is calling him and tells him that he wants to play with him, what joy would he experience then? And what high spirits would he have?
Shalom à tous les amis du Kiolami et à notre Rav. C'est avec une...
Hello, all friends, Rav, great joy.
Qu'avec nos
you
amis,
can't maybe see, but you can feel through my heart that with all the friends here, we want to give you this joy that we can feel from the connection between the friends. It's a sign that we've entered the process of faith above reason. And clearly, if someone from outside looks at us, he may not understand what's happening with us. But this joy exists in all the friends. And I'll pass the mic to my friend.
Good morning, friends. quando ci sforziamo insieme a loro, quando ci alziamo per venire alla lezione del mattino, ogni volta che cadiamo, ogni volta che ci rialziamo ci sono gli amici. Questo è la gioia della connessione, sentire il calore nello sguardo dell'amico che ti aiuta a rialzarti, a rientrare al centro.
This is the joy that comes from the within the ten, and we are here together with the French ten to turn our hearts together to wish a great morning lesson. Let's go, friends. Let's attack connection.
Second excerpt from Rabash. The matter of joy is an indication that if one overcomes in matters of faith and believes that the Creator is good and benevolent and there is none else higher than Him, even though in the state that He is in there is nothing to be happy about, namely to be rejoiced, nevertheless, he strengthens himself and says that the Creator watches over him in the aspect of good that does good. And if his faith is true, his reason stands that he should be happy and content, and the measure of joy is proof of the degree of faith that he believes.
Rabash says,
right,
we must believe in the sages who tell us that all our work, however we work, if the person attributes the work to the Creator, even if it is in utter lowliness, the Creator enjoys it. The person should be happy that he can do things while in a state of lowliness. The person should tell himself that he enjoys this work, which is entirely above reason. Reasonably thinking, this work is not considered work, meaning an important act that the Creator enjoys. Yet, he believes in the sages who told us that the Creator does enjoy. But this is above reason.
Worship, friends, active workship. How? Through the joy of connection in the ten, we enter the morning lesson again. How? Through the joy of connection, we enter within the morning lesson.
Joy from gathering in the best place with the best means, a great Rav, great friends, the sources of Bala Sulam and Rabash, in order to make a meaningful step towards the connection between us where we can come closer to the Creator.
Yes, joy, since the greatness of the King is in the multitude of people, and we've been awarded with being in such a great environment, From all the places over the globe, there are friends in this one kli, only to do one thing, to come closer to him.
Great happiness from bringing the Creator another day of service. From today, more efforts, more scrutinies in the attempt to connect between us, to bring him contentment, to bring light to the world. And now we have a special opportunity, another opportunity, which is not a given, that we're together, together with the whole world, Kli, truly the chosen of the generation, and we're coming to bring pleasure to the Creator, to rejoice Him with our prayer, our request, our gratitude. So that's how we will enter the lesson.
When we see the yearning in the friend's eyes, and we feel this open, wide heart from this incorporation between us. Doesn't matter how you got up, maybe like the worst beast, but now you have the opportunity to be in the right intention, the right field, and redirect yourself towards the Creator.
His joy from connection is that we're taking a step forward on our behalf, and not that the Creator is obligating us to do so and pushing us forward. That's the desirable way to advance spiritually out of love.
Yeah, joy from the opportunity to make another correction in the system and be a part.
It's simply a pleasure to see everyone, all the friends, all the friends in the ten, all the friends in the world Kli. Bottom line, I feel like all of humanity is making a small step in the morning lesson. Even those who have never even heard about us, don't even know that we exist in reality, they too are doing some little move. They're flipping in their bed. It feels like all of nature is moved towards this moment. There's moments where you feel that excitement, that it's simply good to remember how great and the opportunity we have to take another step closer to the Creator and to bestow another good thing towards reality and to rise even above it.
We try to incorporate with all the friends' impressions and feel them, and from that come out with gratitude to the Creator.
That's exactly the integration between us, each in his state where he is coming and coming with great gratitude.
The joy that we can try and do what all the Kabbalists say, annulment, going above reason, working with the sacred texts of the Kabbalists, and serving the whole world to help humanity reach its root. That's a great thing.
The joy of the ten is the joy of the Creator. If we manage to think what it does to make the Creator happy, what a huge thing it is. That's our whole goal altogether, to bring him contentment. And it requires endless forces. And it's a privilege, and this is the place. And this is how we start to work on the connection between us, to raise it to a prayer.
The happiness is a mirror of good deeds, of efforts to rise above reason, to see the greatness of the friends, And happiness actually comes after brokenheartedness when you stand naked in front of the Creator and it feels like we're out of strength and there's a prayer and then something in the most exposed, naked place towards the Creator, then you can really raise a prayer. And as a result, there is joy.
We received another opportunity to delight the Creator by working on the connection between us.
Question pour atelier actif, atelier silencieux. Nous demandons au Créateur de donner la force à tous les amis du Kli mondial.
Silent workshop. We ask the Creator to give strength to all the friends of the world Kli to do the work that gives the Creator contentment with joy. Again, we ask the Creator to give strength to all the friends of the world Kli to do the work that gives the Creator contentment with joy.